Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the CFL Draft Top 3 Selections call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Lucas Barrett. Please go ahead, Mr. Barrett.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, we have we have two prospects on the call right now. We have Mark Chapman and Peter Godber. We're hoping that Troy Rutherford will join us during the call, so please hang tight. When asking a question to Mark or Peter, can you please direct it to one of them or both of them? And then once Trey joins the call, the operator will let us know. So with that, can I turn the call over to Michael, please?
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before dialing your selection. If you have a question, you can register by dialing *1 on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your question if you wish by dialing the pound sign. Please press *1 at this time if you have a question. And Mr. Barrett, Trey Rutherford has joined the conference. And the first question is from Dan Ralph at Canadian Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you so much. I guess I'll ask all three draftees, if I may, in order of their selections on basically their thoughts on where they went and the teams they're going to, and I guess whether it's a relief now that you finally know where your pro football path leads you. I'll start with Mark, please.
Yeah, it's definitely a relief, you know, finally having some clarity. It's definitely a stressful time behind closed doors for athletes like us right now. But, you know, after a day like today, you know, I'm just excited and to be able to go number one overall. It's surreal. I never really envision myself being in this kind of position, and to go to a place like Hamilton, it's, you know, it's a great program. It's got great players, great offense. I'm just really excited to be there and you know, make some plays for that team.
Thank you, and I guess I'll start with Trey too then, please.
Sure. Yeah, definitely a big relief. He basically hit the nail on the head there. It's definitely a very stressful time, kind of not knowing where you're going to head. But I'm definitely feeling good about this, and you know, to be a part of the LOS now and in an upcoming program to kind of build something with them, I'm really honored that they picked me, and I'm really excited to get started.
And last but not least, Mr. Godber.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to go to a great organization like BC. They have great coaches there, a great general manager, and Hervey and Coach Wally Bruno. And I'm just excited to get to work, and it's good to know where I'm going. And I'm excited, so.
Thank you, gentlemen, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Tim Paynes at Post Media. Please go ahead. Your line is now
open. Question is for Mark. I just got to ask you, what was it like to hear your name called, to know that you've gone number one overall in the draft? I mean, what was that moment like for you?
Like I kind of said before, like I never thought I'd be number one, let alone be in a position to play professional ball. So the fact that I was, you go number one as a professional player in the draft, it was amazing. Man, I was surrounded by my family and my friends and all my close people to me, and we all just, you know, got the call from Coach Jones and, you know, had that conversation with him, and my family started cheering, man. It was just real, really emotional, and it was, you know, a night I won't forget for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Mike Anthony at the Hartford Courant. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi. Excuse me. This is for Trey. Trey, congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
I'm wondering, could you just, Trey, kind of take me through what the process was like for you planning for this? And, you know, I know you probably could have had been in an NFL minicamp, but you always, from what I understand, focused your attention solely on the CFL, knowing you'd be a top prospect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there really isn't really too much you can prepare for. Again, you don't really know where you're going to go. You might have an idea of where you might go, but you know what, it could really take you anywhere. But really just, you know, kind of get back to the fundamentals, and especially for me right now, I'm kind of going to try and convert back to, you know, Canadian rules, Canadian football. But it's just been a long process, a lot of, you know, preparation for pro day and whatnot, and a lot of bouncing around, you know, talking to different teams, making different visits, and at the same time trying to balance, you know, trying to graduate. I'm actually taking my final exam tomorrow, and I got a paper to write tonight. So to give you an idea of the grind and what's, you know, what it takes. Yeah.
Two quick follow-ups. What's the exam and class, and what team did you grow up rooting for, Trey?
The exam is for methods and social science. Basically just about a 15, 16-page paper. I got to finish up tonight and then hand it in by 10 a.m. tomorrow, but I know I'm making a trip out there to Montreal in the morning, so I'm really excited for that. I don't know if I'll be able to concentrate. And sorry, what was your second question there?
Just your history as a kid with the CFL and who you rooted for growing up and maybe memories of watching the CFL.
Yeah, I mean my first team I went to go see was the Argos, and you know it was kind of a special experience with me and my dad. It was just us two that went, so I guess I kind of grew up rooting for the local team.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. And the next question is from Jim Fowler at New Haven Register. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, this is for Trey. Trey, I'm just curious what position that they're looking at you as a guard or as a tackle, and then have you had much talk with Alex Mateo since he went through kind of what you went through a few years ago?
Yeah, we talked a little briefly, mostly just congratulating him on everything he's accomplished to this point. But honestly, I'm not too sure where Montreal will put me. I think I've shown that I'm a pretty versatile player. Wherever they put me, I'm going to adapt to it. But I personally feel most comfortable at any guard position.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Ralph at Canadian Press again. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Peter, if I may, given what happened at the Combine, obviously that didn't hurt you in the draft, and I'm wondering, do you feel any vindication with that?
No. I mean, what happened at the Combine is in the past right now, and I'm kind of looking forward just to training camp. I don't really have any comments to say on it. I'm just excited for training camp, so that's all I got to say on that.
Okay, then I'll follow up with a question then. Going into training camp, what do you think is going to be your biggest adjustment?
I mean, just adapting back to Canadian rules. I mean, they are off the ball. It's nothing that guys won't be able to adapt to. But obviously, I'm practicing it right now, and I've been practicing it for the last few months. And it's just that's, I guess, the one difference in the game, the American-Canadian game, is just getting ready for that yard off the ball. And that's just the timing of the punches, and this is the timing of the defensive lineman instead of playing the American game. So that's the one thing it's definitely going to be a little bit of adjustment, but it's really, I don't look at it as a challenge at all. It's something that's going to be, I'm going to work well through. So.
And if I may, last one, 7 offensive linemen went in the first round. I think that's a record. What does that say about the crop of offensive linemen this year?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the guys at the Combine. There's a lot of great offensive linemen at the Combine. A lot of guys that didn't go to the Combine either. There's very talented offensive linemen in this group. You can't say enough good things about the guys like Trey and Ryan Hunter and David Neville and guys like that. So very talented group. It just says that, I mean, Canadian football is on the up and coming, and there's definitely talented linemen in this country. So.
Great. Thank you so much again.
Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question at this time. There are no further questions, Mr. Barrett. I would like to turn the conference back over to you, sir.
I'll just want to do one last roll call for questions. If anyone has a question, please do so now, or we're just going to have to end the call. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Jeff Hamilton at Winnipeg Free Press. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, guys, congratulations. Just a question for all three of you. How much conversation did you have with your respective teams leading into this? And I'll add this one for you, Mark. You know, what does it mean that Hamilton traded up just one spot to ensure that you were going to be their guy?
First off, that means, you know, they must like me, so that's definitely a good thing for me. Leading up to the draft, I actually took a visit just this past weekend to Hamilton and, just got some more medical evals. I honestly wasn't really sure. I mean, I knew there was getting a lot of love there, and I was kind of, falling in love with the idea of going to Hamilton, and I knew I shouldn't do that, but I'm glad I did because it worked out, and, I think I'll fit well in with that offense, and I think the coaching staff is excellent, and, I'm eager to get there and to join the team and join my teammates and get to work.
Trey?
Sure. There was definitely a lot of back and forth, especially between, my agent, myself, and, Montreal, Miles Burrell and Kavis Reed. They brought me down to do a little workout and interview down in Florida when they were doing the camp down there. And basically that's where I feel like it all started for me. Kind of showed them a little bit what I'm about, what I can do. And I think they're definitely excited to have me, and I'm definitely likewise excited to be there and really appreciate everything that they've done.
You, Peter?
Yeah, so I was talking to G-Roy Simon, I guess, for the last few weeks. Really didn't know today where I was going to come down to, because, I mean, all the CFL teams have been reaching out to me, or most of them have reached out to me in the last few days. But G-Roy Simon and Ed Hervey, I mean, made it clear that they liked me, and they hoped that I'd be available to them in the third pick. And luckily I was, and I'm excited to go play for those guys because they're building something special there in D.C. So.
Right on. Congratulations, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andy Sneddon at CNNewsChippewa.com. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Mark, congratulations on going number one. What about, there's kind of a two-parter here. One is, I understand that the Giants have extended an offer to you to come to training camp, and what your status might be with that now, if you just forget about that and go on to Hamilton. And the second part of it is the biggest adjustment for you to the CFL game, having played only American football your entire life.
I think the biggest adjustment for me is to, really master that waggle, that running start. I think it could be really advantageous to me as a wideout. I only really got to work on it prior to the CFL combine for a couple weeks. So I really like it. I think it adds a edge to my game, and it makes the game a little more fun, makes route running a little more fun. So I'm really excited to, master that craft. And regarding the Giants, I've been in contact with Hamilton, and they're supporting the decision to still go to that mini camp invite. We both feel it would be a great experience for me. Hamilton does, the team does, and I do as well. As far as making any decisions, I haven't made one yet. I'm just happy to, be a part of the Hamilton's organization, to be drafted by number one by them. It's a great organization. It's a great running gun offense that I think I fit well in under June Jones. So, I'm just really excited about it all, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Jim Riley at Mount Pleasant Morning Sun. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Well, thank you. This is for Mark. Are you in Mount Pleasant, or are you downstate? What are you doing tonight?
I'm back in Port Huron. I'm back home.
Okay. And yeah. With family, friends, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, like close family, close friends. The house is kind of packed right now with my grandparents and my aunts were going crazy earlier, so it's been nice.
Okay. What was the reaction when your name was called, I guess, in the house?
In the house, yeah. I got the call, and everybody was, shushing everybody to be quiet so I could hear on the phone. And
you know, after that, after I got off the phone, they started cheering really loud for me, and you know, it was just really emotional for my mother and my dad and my whole entire family. They were just, you know, super excited.
Okay. And your brother played in Hamilton, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He went through the supplemental draft to Hamilton. I think he played there for at least one season or two. And, yeah, I remember asking him, like, how's Hamilton, man? He's like, yo, if you go to Hamilton, you're going to love it. So I'm really excited again that Hamilton took me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions, Mr. Barrett. I would like to turn the conference back over to you, sir.
First off, I want to say congratulations to both to the trio of Mark, Trey, and
Peter.
Sorry. I just want to make a note that tonight was a record 7 offensive linemen taken in the first round that beats the record set in 2015 with 6. And Mark Chapman, the receiver from Central Michigan, becomes the first wide receiver, taken first overall since 2007. Thanks, everybody, and we'll make sure this call is posted online shortly. Thank you.
Congrats, Will. Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your conference is now ended. All callers are asked to hang up their lines at this time, and thank you for joining today's call.